Hey, stay right there. I'm glad you made it here because I want you to do what it takes to eliminate all of the potential interruptions that could get in the way of learning from this call, from this teletraining, from this teleclinic. Now, please lean forward and listen carefully and get ready to spill a lot of ink with your pen or lead with your pencil because the notes you're about to take may change the way you look at your accomplishments from this point forward. I'm not being overly dramatic. My name is Alex Mondosian, and I am a master trainer to virtual trainers. And that's not a distinction I created for myself. That five-word sentence was not created by me, but it's what I got working directly with the person who's about to teach and train you how to adopt a different perspective and a different purpose for your business, starting by improving your background. Yes, your background. Because during the time you and she spend together right here, you're about to discover how to attract new clients, get more speaking gigs, and land more media interviews without changing your business model, without getting any new customers or clients, and without even changing your prospect lead generation system. All you'll need to change from now until tomorrow and the rest of the time you do business is what you do with a three-letter word that you've heard again and again, your bio, B-I-O, your biography, your background. Now, I did it, and I changed my demo reel. I did it, and I changed all my networking conversations with people, both in big events and small events. And I did it, and I changed my bio for my media room on my website that gets thousands of hits week after week, month after month. Now, the bio I'm talking about is not an ordinary bio. Now, you may not have to change a thing in the way you do business, but you probably have to change the way how people perceive you as a result of reading your bio. Your bio is your personality. And that comes down to reading it, absorbing it, identifying with it, and believing it. Your bio is the single most important element to build your credibility and believability, yet most people handle it as an afterthought or oversight. Many of my colleagues are some of the world's greatest marketers, and their bio is on life support. It cripples them when people actually read it. Here's your chance to have someone read a bio, and without having any accomplishment, really, at a very high level, you can get someone's attention, demand their interest, create desire, and finally take action because what it is saying about you. Now, you're going to learn how to resurrect what could be potentially a boring bio into a living document that your audiences will remember permanently. Again, I'm not overdoing it, and I'm not being overly dramatic. This is true because I've done it for myself. I've seen our next trainer do it for others, and she's going to do it for you if you simply listen. So hold your hat, get ready to learn, because Nancy Jutton is going to teach you how to say bye-bye to your boring bio forever. And if your bio isn't boring, she's going to say bye-bye to your existing bio so that your bio has more traction and pulling power. My name is Alex Mondosian, and you are in for a treat. So lean forward and get ready to learn.
Wow. Thank you so much, Alex. I am so excited to be here. I'm Nancy Jutton, your business bio expert and your Get Known to Get Paid mentor. And my wish for everyone on this call is that there could be a luminary like Alex Mondosian introducing you for your next teleclass and being a champion for the work that you do. Because I will tell you something, meeting him in a chance meeting at a VIP mastermind has changed the trajectory of my business and my life, and my platform has grown so much bigger because he discovered my talent, asked me to make over his bio and make it better. And when the Warren Buffett of the internet says, Nancy, will you make my bio better? You step up to the plate and deliver the goods, and his bio screams amazing credibility and invites perfect opportunities to his thriving business. Here's a man that's generated over $400 million of wealth for himself and others, and my wish is that even more people will have those same kinds of results. And so what a thrill to have him introduce me today. I know we have quite a few folks on the call today, and I'm so excited to welcome you. I see on the telephone we have folks from San Francisco and Bakersfield and Oklahoma, and they keep on coming. And then on the webcast, I have a number of people that have already posted and asked questions. I see Lisa Kasdan is here from Boulder, Colorado. Alicia West is here from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Richard is here from Lakewood, who's absolutely interested in finding information that can increase his appeal to potential clients. You have absolutely come to the right place. Melissa from Boulder wants to know about how to create a handle for yourself, and I absolutely promise to deliver that. Pam is in Toledo, Ohio, and she says, I'm so glad I'm here. And she got here a little bit early, so she heard me talking with Roy Montero. And I always like to let people know that I do early bird coaching for folks that show up for my calls. So the next time I do one, show up early and you just might get some extra coaching, because I am a big fan of seeing, hearing, and celebrating the people who show up early to do their best. And I want you to get the very best that I have to offer. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here. So what do I have in stock for you? What's in store? Well, I want to start with an important question. Is there a relationship between your bio and your account? Isn't that a question? I will tell you that since writing Bye Bye Boring Bio in 2009 and talking with and working with hundreds and touching the lives of thousands of people since then through my webinars and teletrainings, I will tell you that I have become like the Sherlock Holmes of the bio world. And in a few lines of text, your first written impression, I can put my magnifying glass on those words and I can absolutely predict with a pretty high level of confidence how well you're doing in your business. Because the words you choose or fail to choose speak volumes. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that as we move along. So what qualifies me to talk about this and to serve you in this important way, to say bye-bye to your boring bio and to demonstrate the mistakes that people often make, business owners in particular? Well, today I am well known as the business bio expert. You can Google business bio expert without even typing in my name, and the proof will be in the pudding. And Roy Montero, the SEO expert who showed up early, is probably already hot on the path to prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt. I have been recognized in major media around the country. I get invited to speak on big stages, contribute to telesummits. I'm also fortunate to attract some of the leading joint venture partnerships in the coaching world today who are happy to champion my work and to return the favor. And I've enjoyed a fair amount of business success, which is reflected in my balance sheet. I'm also quite happy at home. I'm happy to tell you that in a few short weeks, my husband Steve and I will celebrate our 27th wedding anniversary. We are proud parents to our son Kyle, who is now going to be, he is a senior in high school. And that's our little dog Champion, who is just a bowl of energy, who champions our joy and is a metaphor for how it is that we champion the success of others. So it looks pretty good from where we sit, but it hasn't always been like that. Maybe you were around and doing business in 2008 when the Great Recession came about. And at that time, I was running this full-service PR agency working with really big-name clients who were paying me thousands of dollars a month to serve them like the Wizard of Oz as a publicist to make them look big in the media. And what happened was my business pretty much dried up almost overnight because my clients were holding on to dear life themselves and asked to be excused from their annual contracts. So here we were in this very demanding economy where I had expenses to meet and not the revenue to bring it in. And as a huge fan of Oprah Winfrey, I just fell into what she calls the ugly cry and just wondered, how am I going to pull up my bootstraps and reinvent myself to be relevant in a new marketplace where I needed to help people right away so that I could help myself at the same time? How could I pull myself up? And I'm thinking to myself, when I started my business, I told a mentor that I was working with that I thought bios were really important and that they were an important first impression. And he told me that bios are wallpaper and I'd be a whole lot better off if I created that six-figure PR firm and get on with this program. And because I didn't trust my own instincts, I did what he said, and I can't cry in my beer about it because it worked out pretty well. But when the bottom dropped out in 2008, I thought, oh my God, what am I going to do? This gentleman, he was a dream squasher. He said, don't do what you love. Don't do what you're totally called to do. And I think that there are dream squashers everywhere for all of us. Here you see on the slides, why can't I be an astronaut? Linus says to Lucy. And she says, because you're a big dumb baby. Well, this mentor told me that my idea didn't have legs to run. But what did I have to do but run, Forrest, run to get to some revenue generation? So I took a dare from a friend to write a book. But what was my inspiration? Punctuation for your face. Here again, Oprah. I'm watching Oprah, and there's a woman named Anastasia who's created this multi-million dollar business, arching eyebrows. Her handle is, she is the definitive brow and eye expert. This woman went narrow to serve many, and she's making big impact with punctuation for the face, for the faces like Madonna and Jada Pinkett Smith and Oprah herself. And if it's true that there are riches in niches, this woman is a perfect example, and I have become that example too. Because on a dare from a friend, thank you, Kathy Nelson of ConnectWorks in Portland, Oregon, she dared me to write a book in 3 weeks to be ready in time to deliver a do-it-yourself publicity workshop to her best clients in Portland, Oregon. And because I didn't have anything better to do, I wrote the book, and I got it done. And it turned out to be the very best thing I've done in my career, because it has been the trajectory that has taken me to where I am now, serving clients around the world, like Alex Mondozian, for gosh sakes. So step by step, I rebuilt my business. I stepped out from behind the curtain, in front of the curtain, to get known, seen, celebrated, and to create a compelling reputation for my expertise that has been seen in a lot of major media outlets around the world. So by practicing my own advice, get known, get paid, set yourself apart as a niche expert with something powerful and transformational and valuable to offer, I have made a new life for myself. So if you are trying to reinvent from what you used to do to what you are now doing, and you need to build a bridge that makes sense so your readers, your clients, the people you're meant to serve can appreciate what you're here to do, you can do this, and I'm going to show you how. You can have what I'm having, and what does it take? I'm a huge movie fan. I love The Wizard of Oz, and so I will say that it takes heart, brains, courage, patience, a step-by-step journey, maybe if you're a woman, a sassy pair of shoes, and more importantly, more than anything else, it requires eye on the prize. I was at a live event over the weekend in Colorado with the amazing Tommy Wolf, the startup expert, and if you are joining me here on the call from the community of amazing women and men that I met there, welcome, welcome, welcome. But one of the things I said from stage is, I'm like Seabiscuit, another favorite movie. I'm going to the roses, and I'm going to get there. I've got my blinders on, and it has been very powerful for getting me where I want to go. And I promise you that if it's something specific and terrific that you're headed to achieve, you can do it too. So what do I have for you today? I'm going to share with you the three biggest bio blunders that even smart business owners make that prevent their ideal clients from hiring them. I have a special invitation to work with me should that be something you would be called to do. And for those of you who stay to the very end, I have a very practical, tactical, beloved, and well-reviewed gift to share that will help you get known to get paid and get ready most of all so that you can start this journey to the roses as soon as possible. So I'm just going to check and see if anybody is on the asking a question that I need to answer before we get the party started. I see Maisha Jefferson is here from Hayward. Lisa Baker is here from Ann Arbor. Welcome. Timothy Guy says he needs to create a real bio that screams, I want to work with you. Okay. Can you submit your bios to me now for review? No, we can't do that, but I'll stay a little bit later at the end of the call, and if there's time, I just might take your questions and answer some specific questions there. If you really want me to review your bio, I want to do it thoughtfully. show, and I'm just seeing if anyone's asking a question. If you are live on the telephone and you want to ask me a question anytime during the call, I will acknowledge you. You just need to hit star 2 when you would like to do that, and I will help you with that. I see we have people from Georgia, Oklahoma, Texas, Michigan, Austin, Texas, et cetera, et cetera. We've got a lot of folks joining us, so I'm thrilled beyond words to so many people have joined us. Yummy, yummy, delicious. Okay, so on with the show. Let's get down to brass tacks and talk about those big bio blunders. The third biggest bio blunder that prevents people from getting hired is what I call too much irrelevant information. What this means is that you've shared everything that you've ever done in your life without filtering the most important information that relates to the goal that you most want to achieve. Ask yourself, do you want to attract clients? Do you want to attract media attention? Do you want to attract speaking engagements? Or is there something else or something more? If you don't start first with what it is that you want to accomplish, sometimes your bio can drive around the roundabout and never help your reader appreciate what you're there to do. This is important because people are busy. They want to find solutions to problems that are deeply felt and to find the right experts who have the experience, the track record, the pattern of results to ease their pain, bring in the relief, deliver the benefit, and do it at a value that makes sense for the problem to be solved. If we're not clear what we're here to do and who we do it for and why it matters, we have not tuned in to our ideal client's radio station first. I think that for client attracting bios, I've coined that term because if that's your number one desire, if you start your bio with your handle, who you serve and why it matters, the beautiful thing about that is your ideal client can self-identify with the first line of text. You've identified your ideal client quickly. They've identified that they're interested, and that gives you implicit permission to then explain more about why you're the best available athlete to deliver the magic. When you forget to identify your client right out of the box, it just reads like wallpaper, and that's a shame. So I want to bring this alive with an example to make my point. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. So I'm working with this virtual assistant, and she says, "This is my bio, 6 lines of text." As I read this, ask yourself, do you know what she does? Do you know who she serves? Do you know why it matters? And do you feel compelled to pick up the phone to call this woman to say, please solve my problem? She writes, "My life has been full of adventures, and I'm so pleased to be sharing my new adventure with you. Born in Vancouver, I graduated from the British Columbia Institute of Technology in the field of biomedical engineering. After stumbling and bumbling around, I made it my mission to learn from the best in their fields of expertise." So I stop and I ask myself, if these were the first 6 lines of text that I read about this person, I still don't know what she does. I don't know who she serves. More importantly, she's been stumbling and bumbling around for quite a long time, and as a person who cares about spending my money wisely to get problems solved with true professionals, I don't feel confident. So I am running, forced running in the opposite direction. That is the failing of this particular 6 lines of text, a first impression that failed. But here's the thing about this particular person. She was magical, talented, and amazing. She just didn't know how to lead with the good stuff first. So I helped her out. I went excavating in her website. I asked her some questions. We got to the meat of the matter, and these next lines of text I'm going to read to you share with you who she really is, and you let me know if you think she sounds even more intoxicating. She writes, Leading internet entrepreneurs from across the nation rely upon virtual assistant Andrea Smith to handle the behind-the-scenes details of new product launches so they can stay in their genius with the knowledge that every detail is being handled in a world-class way. A results-focused Energizer Bunny on steroids, Andrea is your secret weapon to rock the internet and your balance sheet. That's the same person. But the neat thing about this transformation is she's leading with who she serves. She lets us know that she's a virtual assistant. She lets you know what exactly she does behind the scenes to make your balance sheet rock. She says something about her personal work style, that she's an Energizer Bunny on steroids. And gosh, by the time I get to this point in the 7 lines of text, I'm reaching for the phone because she's got everything I want to solve the problem that's giving me the most discomfort right this very minute. I hope you see the transformation and are excited about it and see how leading with who you serve and what you do and why you're the best available athlete can be client attracting with just a few lines of text. The next example I wanted to share is from Fanny Mills Ritter. This is a woman whose before bio let us know her impressive education, her many certifications, the many languages that she speaks, and oh, by the way, in the last line of text, she mentions almost as an aside that she has a new book out and what the book's all about. So I asked her, Fanny, what do you want your bio to do for you? She said, I want to establish my expertise as someone who helps keep the love alive in relationships, and I would love for people to read my book. And I asked her, do you think the way you've described yourself in this particular paragraph delivers the goods? She says, no, I guess it doesn't, because she never thought about it in this client-attracting way. So, I always ask clients, are you open to some upgrades? And she said, sure. So we made some changes. So I just want to read the difference for you. Instead of leading with her various work experiences and all the language she speaks and all the certifications she has, which is all about her, now we say, make your honeymoon last forever expert, Fanny Ritter Mills, works with high-achieving professional women whose careers are on fire while their love relationships are on ice. She shows them how to reignite the spark to enjoy success in the bedroom and the boardroom with equal grace and ease. In the quest of a solution to the worldwide dilemma of women to weave their professional brilliance into their personal love life is how Fanny's path took root to grow. Then as we go further, it says, to escape ice age and ignite your love relationship with divine and breathtaking romance so the home fires burn as brightly as your career, start by reading a free excerpt of Fanny's book, Butterfly Habits, How to Make Your Honeymoon Last Forever. So much better. Don't you agree? We know what she does. Her handle is she's the Make Your Honeymoon Last Forever expert. Who's her audience? High-achieving professional women whose careers are on fire while their love relationships are on ice. If you out there who's watching or listening to this teleseminar heard about that, you would be able to know right away if that's you or if that's not you. You've been tuned into, and you know right away if you want the solution. And that's the benefit of rejiggering her story in this kind of way. So hopefully you see why the right information is so crucial for attracting your ideal client. Who is your ideal client? Is it a man, a woman, a professional person, a mom, a chiropractor? Who is it? What is the big result or the transformation that you bring about for those clients that they gladly invest into to get the benefit or the relief? And when you describe your work, your body of work, as Pam Slim likes to call about it, do you describe every sentence with I in the front of it? I did this, I did that, I did the other. I always quip that if you start every sentence with I, all the other vowels are lonely and we all feel set aside. So always remember with a client-attracting bio to lead with the big win for the client so that you get to win by consequence. who you are and how you show up. This is your first impression, and it can speak volumes or not. And that's why this is so very important. So what is BioBlender number two? I say with a wink and a grin. I call it author, speaker, coach, you lose disease. For Roy Montero, the SEO expert, if you go to Google and you look for author, speaker, coach, chances are that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of search results will come back, and the chances of any common regular coach on Main Street USA coming up number one in the search are really, really remote. I think Lisa Nichols, who is a total rock star as an author, speaker, coach, the last time I checked came in number four in the search. If you're calling yourself author, speaker, coach, to me that reads like bread, eggs, and milk. These are the various roles that you play in very generic terms, but there's nothing exciting or intoxicating about them. And it sure as heck doesn't make me want to rip out my wallet to invest because I don't know enough to make a decision. I think that sometimes when we call ourselves author, speaker, coach, it's just a lazy man's way of creating a business card fast. But I want to say to you that if you fail to declare your major to be major, you may be staying in the minor leagues far longer than you would like to. Just remember when you went to college way back when, the first 2 years, perhaps you pursued your general education requirements. And then when you declared your major, all of a sudden your focus got very clear and you became extraordinary in your field of study. And you became an A student and you distinguished yourself in amazing ways and won awards and scholarships and all kinds of wonderful opportunities. That's what happens when you declare your intention to be major in your field. Even people who sell chicken for a living have found a way to set themselves apart in a field of dead poultry. Frank Perdue of Perdue Farms said, "It takes a tough bird to make a tender chicken." Oh, my friends, it's the power of differentiation. So are you going to be a common, ordinary author, speaker, coach? Or are you going to be a transformational catalyst that guides people to superior wellness in weeks, not months? What is it that you do that's beyond author, speaker, coach? So here's some inspiration from people that I've read about and some of whom I know. I was reading a Sunday paper, and I was reading about Guy Fieri, and I had to wink when I read it because he describes himself as the self-proclaimed mayor of Flavortown. Here's a guy with spiky platinum hair who visits the diners and dives across the country, who has earned that title and has some fun with it. It's so on point for his brand. Dan Savage is known as the America's leading sex advice columnist. So if there's anyone in the world that has a problem in this particular area, would you feel comfortable writing to Dan Savage to ask for the answer? Well, if he's America's leading sex advice columnist, he would certainly be a great place to start. And I love talking about Bill Barron, who was once my coach and is a great friend and a joint venture partner. He is known as the master of new client enrollment. If you're having trouble enrolling clients, would you feel comfortable reaching out to someone who called himself the master of new client enrollment to get the problem solved? This is a way for you to set yourself apart just by the handle you give yourself, because it also makes you searchable and findable on an internet search, and it makes it easy for you to stand apart from everyone else in the world who has a generic handle that doesn't quite intoxicate. Here's another example from one of my mentors and someone from whom I've learned a great deal. Patricia Fripp is a presentation skills coach. She's an author speaker coach, no doubt about it. But she doesn't lead with that. She says, "When was the last time you saw an audience electrified?" She transforms the ordinary and electrifies the audience one riveting keynote presentation at a time. Talk about speaking her transformation right out of the box. Is it any wonder that she's making $25,000 or more per keynote speech and changing lives from the stage one amazing client or mentorship client at a time? So don't go generic. Be specific and terrific, because you will be memorable, remarkable, findable, hireable, and referable. And that's why this is important. So what is your particular handle? And can your ideal clients quickly find you in a simple internet search? What is the buzz around your name? I'll be really, really authentic and vulnerable and self-deprecating here. You know, I told you a little while ago that I used to represent all these really powerful clients. And at some point, I think I had publicity envy for all of their awareness and buzz. And I thought to myself, if I'm so good at getting people publicity and being the Wizard of Oz, how cool am I in an internet search? And I think when I did the search for my name at that time, the only thing that came up was that I was a slow runner of 10K races. Here I am thinking I'm such a great publicist, and I'm such a great storyteller, and I'm writing speeches for clients that are getting them standing ovations. But when you Googled my name, I was just a slow runner. And I thought, you know what, I better practice what I preach and turn that thing around. And I've absolutely done it. And my business has exploded because of it. So here's the thing. If you Google your name right now and you don't like what the search results deliver back to you, let today be your wake-up call to claim and name your handle and start taking control over your online reputation so more of the right people will find you, refer you, hire you, and understand what it is that you do enough to want to sing your praises from the rooftops. It's very, very powerful. So what can you do today, to make this happen? I want you to declare your major to be major. And if you're still feeling in a stuck in story struggle or message muddle, or you're caught in humility disease, which is not uncommon, ask your best clients to speak their truth about you. What are some of the most amazing testimonials that clients have shared about your book, your program, your training, your mentoring, whatever it is that you do? Because the actual words that they speak about you can be messaging gold in your bio. I was speaking yesterday to a group of professional virtual assistants and mentioned that one of these virtual assistants had a quote from a very famous person, and it said, "Ignore this virtual assistant's talents to your own peril." And then he put his name and website right next to it. If you were looking for a virtual assistant and a person with a name like that said that about you, how much quicker could they rush to the phone to say, "I've had it with peril, I'm ready for joy, will you please ease my pain?" So these kinds of testimonials can be very powerful. And the other thing they can do is really boost your confidence, especially when you're reinventing to do the next thing that you're on the path to do. You're not just starting out brand new from a blank sheet of paper. You have a body of work that you've created over a period of time, and the skills and abilities and the talents that you created and refined in those roles, you can absolutely bring forward today to the thing you are now doing and be a rock star. So believe it and breathe it in and take it in and take it as truth, because it will boost your confidence at a time when client attraction is really important for you. So what is bio blunder number one? I call it story snooze. That means that, like Alex Mondozian said, your bio is an afterthought. It's lackluster, not blockbuster. Instead of looking at it as a billboard for your unique brand of brilliance, it's something you just threw together in a hurry just to get it done to fill the real estate, but you really didn't think about what kind of impact it might have. Why does this matter? It matters because you want to take a bigger place at the business success buffet, and being boring isn't going to deliver the goods. I think Sally Hogshead, who has a best-selling book out right now, it's called How the World Sees You. And she says, we can be fascinating, we just have to unlearn being boring. And I love that quote. I might not have gotten it exactly right, but don't hide behind imperfection. Don't hide behind a wallpaper bio that makes you sound like everyone else. Be the very best, most authentic, genuine, results-focused professional that you can be. Showcase your powerful results such that people will say, I want that, and I can't wait to have a conversation with that person. So why does this matter? When you can sell yourself as an expert who has a pattern of success, who's created decisive, stunning results for clients, scores and scores of clients, hundreds and hundreds of clients, who has a best-selling book that has changed lives for the better and made the world a better place, what does that mean for you? It could mean that you charge a premium for your products, services, and ideas because you are defined as the expert in your field and you're well worth it. The information you share makes you memorable, remarkable, and referable. And if you don't share the right information, the opposite could be true. Who you are is your secret sauce and what draws the right people to you and your work. So if you go boring on them as their first impression, that is what it is that they're likely going to expect when they meet you, when they inquire, and that may not get you where you want to go. So how can you apply this? Well, one thing to keep in mind is that one size bio doesn't suit all situations because we all have multiple objectives that we're trying to achieve. So let me explain. Alice Cunningham, who owns Olympic Hot Tub Company, has a very successful hot tub company, and she often says you should make it easy to buy, easy to own, and easy to refer. So what it is that you want should be the driver. Do you want people to refer you clients, speaking gigs, media interviews, or something else? The reason this is important is that preparation is everything. If you're from Seattle, you know that the Seattle Seahawks won the Super Bowl last year, and Russell Wilson said, the separation is in the preparation, and I couldn't agree more with that. It's been my secret sauce. So, for example, if you want to be introduced properly as a speaker, you never want to leave that introduction to chance. You want to prepare the words that you want spoken by the MC, so when he introduces you, he speaks your name correctly, he speaks your wow in a way that gets people to jump to their feet before you speak your first word, and you're feeling like the best thing you could do is just be the best you could be for that particular situation. So you know how a few moments ago I told you that the testimonials from your best clients can be powerful fuel? Well, I just have to give a shout out to Betsy and Warren Talbot because they're at marriedwithluggage.com, and Betsy once said that I am like self-esteem in a can. I take the very best that my clients have to offer, spray it in the air for everyone to see, and that they look and feel like a professional, just like that. Those are actual words that I use in my speaker introductions formally so that people are excited to meet me. Another client once said, Nancy's all the help and none of the hype. Please welcome her to the stage. I use that too. So these words that clients speak about you, you can weave them into your speaker introduction so that the audience is winking and grinning and applauding before you even get there. But if you leave it to chance, they may speak your name incorrectly, they may go off topic, and they may not set you up to succeed, and that's why preparation matters. I'll never forget the situation, and maybe you've had this happen in your world too, where you want to get speaking gigs. Lots of people. You want people to call you by name and say, please book me, book me, book me. Maybe you have a virtual assistant that's looking out for you. And I get these calls from time to time. So someone says to me by email that I've been highly referred as a potential breakout session leader for their upcoming event in Western Washington. And am I available and am I interested? You may get calls like this too, and I want to model how I responded because I think it will be very powerful for you. I wrote back and said how honored I was to be referred to such a wonderful opportunity, and before we had a chat about it, could I invite them to please visit my speaker tab at my website so they could know the topics I most like to speak about, have the opportunity to watch some of the videos that I have so they can see here and celebrate what it is I do and how it is that I do it, and they could even check my online calendar to see if the dates were aligned. Would it be okay to make that suggestion, and then if they like what they saw, let's get on the phone and have a chat? I didn't really think a whole lot about it, but a couple days later, the person writes back to me and said, when I first reached out to you, I thought you could be one of our free breakout session leaders. But now that I've seen your video, watched your programs, read your topics, we would like you to be our paid keynote speaker. She says, what are your requirements? And I just let the question hang out in the air just like that. And I thought, you know what? This is just the beautiful thing about being prepared. Because when you're prepared, you get to answer questions like, what are your requirements? And you get to go home with thousands of dollars in your pocket for delivering the message that you're here to deliver. And that's why having this done, not at the 11th hour, but before you're ready to go to the red carpet, can pay powerful dividends. So how exactly do you do it? Here what we have on the screen is a beautiful graph of a pyramid that I created that has my five-step system. Prepare, decide what you need right now is step one. Step two is reflect on who your ideal client is, how you help, and the wow that you bring about. Step three is prove your value and your impact through your testimonials, your media credits, your awards, recognition, your credentials, whatever it is that's the most compelling. Step four is to add your personality so that people know that you're the one that they love, trust, respect, and feel comfortable to invest in. And step five is to prepare the right size story for the right situation so you're ready to rock no matter when the call comes in. I share with you these five steps because when you consider what your objective is, you fill in the missing pieces to answer these questions to be congruent with that objective. So what can happen for you when you follow the yellow brick road? You win big because more of the right clients find you, refer you, hire you at ever-increasing fees. You get booked for more and better speaking engagements from bigger stages. Because you're such a joy to work with, all of those people refer them to even more cool and influential people. And then pretty soon, you're seen, heard, and celebrated everywhere in the media, in your own backyard, and beyond. And once that happens, your star is shining so bright that it's like an overnight success that took 10 years to build, and you just wondered, why did it take so long? Hopefully you've enjoyed the journey as much as the destination, but I'm here to tell you that this is exactly the journey I've traveled from going from slow runner to business bio expert and get known to get paid mentor since 2008. And if I can do it, you can do it too. You just have to have your eye on the prize. And that is what I really want to know. What is it that you're here to do? And are you on the path to get it done? And are you serious about making it happen? Because when you have those pieces in place, you've got what it takes to get to the roses, and that's what it's all about. So what are the three biggest bio blunders? To review, the third biggest blunder is too much irrelevant information. I want you to get to the meat of the matter fast so that people know who your ideal, the reader knows your ideal client, the wow that you deliver, and why you're the best available athlete. Bio blunder number two, author, speaker, coach, you lose disease. Please let today be your wake-up call to declare your intention to be major in your field, because otherwise it's minor all the way and you're better than that. And the biggest bio blunder people make is what we call story snooze, where you treat your bio as an afterthought instead of as a billboard for your brilliance. So let me ask a question. Is your bio lackluster or blockbuster? When was the last time you looked at your bio? Can you say without hesitation that it's ready to open big doors right this very minute, and that when people read it, they know exactly what you do and why it matters, and that they're leaning in to learn more? Or could it be that it's time to change the battery in that smoke detector and put some energy into that story so that it sets the right intention for better things to come? sometimes it's this unsteadiness around our message because we're reinventing that has us playing these head games with our confidence and keeping us playing small or charging too little or being stuck in story struggle. And I really don't want that to be your situation. You know, not long ago I was in Vancouver attending a retreat about improving speaking skills, which is always something that I think we can all do better. And I am right there with you on that. And I was talking to some relationship coaches, and they were talking to me about how it's a jungle out there in dating as it is in life. The woman was telling me that men always look at the pictures of the women, and women always look at the words. And so the words and the pictures do seem to matter for people finding their right mate in life. But the words and the pictures also matter when you're trying to find the right solution providers or the right life partners to enjoy whatever it is that you have planned. And so I thought it would be fun to share an example from my husband, Steve Jutton, who's a certified financial planner at his own firm, and he also happens to be right across the hall, so I'm sure he's winking and grinning as I'm telling you this story. But we've been married for 27 years this month, and I think he's awesome, of course. But when you see this picture of him and you read this first line of text, which is what I call a sassy soundbite, what's your reaction? People pay me for my head, trust me for my heart, and value me most when I use both. Steve Jutton, Certified Financial Planner, FinPath.com. My point here is with a dating profile or a profile about who it is and what you do that you post on LinkedIn or on your About Me page or wherever it happens to be, if you read, people pay me for my head, trust me for my heart, and value me most when I use both, do you have an emotional reaction? Is it positive? And are you called to read the next few lines of text? For my husband, this is true for him. This is his philosophy, and people are called to read the rest. And his business is just beautifully blooming in service to the right clients who appreciate his approach. So for you, what is your sassy soundbite? And what is your handle? He's a certified financial planner. I'm a business bio expert, and I say, it's your story, tell it well. Barbara Walters often would finish her interviews asking people, what's your philosophy? And so I'm asking you, what's yours? And can you narrow it down to a few lines of text, even two, that would let people fall in love with you and be attracted to pick up the phone and say, let's do business? So here's what I know for sure, is that after working with so many clients over the last several years who are reinventing, they've gone to the reinvention intervention convention and they're still scratching their head, they're trying to do something new, they're trying to leave corporate America to start something in their retirement, everybody's trying to do something different. They don't know how to say who they are and why they're special in such a way that clients will beat a path to their door. Many tell me that they feel unseen and unheard and undercompensated and frustrated and feeling like maybe words aren't their favorite thing to do, and maybe they're feeling so humble about what they've accomplished that they can't find the confidence to speak their truth in such a way that it rings true for them and, more importantly, to the clients that they're here to help. And after hearing so many of these complaints over the years, and having my own particular talent and expertise to ease that pain, I have pulled all of my years of publicity experience, writing experience, and being a powerful champion for others into a solution to this problem. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to tell you about it because I think it will bring in the relief and perfect timing to make your fourth quarter the best it could be and to set up your new year to rock the balance sheet and beyond. So with that said, I created the Get Your Client Attracting Story Done virtual workshop to heal all these ailments. What is waiting for you? Lots of wow, of course. With 3 weeks of back-to-back webinars that are packed with power, inspiration, and support, the first one is called the Bye Bye Boring Bio Virtual Intensive. And this is a three-hour journey we take by teleclass where I guide you through the great eight story elements while we're together in the room And I promise you, you will get to the promised land in the time we have together. You will have an awesome rough draft by the end of the 3 hours we're together, and you will be palpitating with possibility about how awesome your new future is going to be. 1 week later, the Magic Message Lab with bio booster shots that I provide to make your story better are yours when you show up for the second call. And the third call is what I call bio wow, what now? Once we know that our story has nailed who we serve, why it matters, why we're the best available athlete, our stunning decisive results are clearly demonstrated, our call to action is crystal clear. What I notice as people go to bio wow, what now, is their confidence, their clarity, and their conviction to serve in a much bigger way is glowing, and they can't wait to figure out what to do next, and that's what this third call is all about. To make this even more of a connected, personal, engaging experience for everyone, there's 3 weeks of expert access to me in our private, members-only, Bye Bye Boring Bio Facebook group. Everyone who joins this program gets to be in this group, and here's what happens. The bold people post their bios for feedback, the shy people watch, and I go in and comment on it all. If I will do it with love, I will turn your phrases around to make them better, and if you show up, I'll be there to meet you to make your story better, and here's the cool outcome from this community. People fall in love with each other, and chances are there is a client, a joint venture partner, or a vendor that is in this group that you need to hire right now, and chances are good that you will get that problem in your business solved just by people that you get to know in this powerful members-only community. There are also road-tested and proven bye-bye boring bio and get-known-to-get-paid support tools included that deliver to your inbox as soon as you say yes. My book, Bye Bye Boring Bio, complete with 10 powerful proven worksheets that are almost like Mad Libs. They make it so easy for you to sift through your background, put forth the best possible answers to suit your objective, and spit out a perfect bio at the end. Once your bio is done, there's the tips booklets to help you find your perfect 5 ways to build the buzz about your business in your own best way so you can get known and get paid for that expert status that you own today. And there's additional tools here that will help you go deeper in all the different ways you can get known so that you can have control over your own destiny in a way that you've never had it before. This next element of the program is the thing that I think is got so much juice, and if you happen to be near your computer, I would love for you to go to byebyeboringbio.com, byebyeboringbio.com, and I want you to scroll all the way to the place where the guarantee shows up, because there's a little button right above it, and it says, the best transformation gift. Check out the best before and after bios from the last session. Let's get this done so yours can be here soon. What happens here is after the first call, you've got a fabulous first draft because I promised you'd get it done and we got it done. After the second call, the Magic Message Lab, where I bring in the healing and give people help who need a little extra support, I give you a call to action. Get your best before and after bio into me by midnight tonight by email, and I will choose the top 8 or 10 bios to showcase in this gift that everyone who visits my sales page will be able to download immediately without opt-in. So here's what's cool about that. The before and after transformation is crystal clear, and hundreds of people are downloading that. And what if you and your expertise are showcased within, and one person says yes to your product, service, or offering? You just got return on your investment on your program, and you're going to be sending me a Christmas card to thank me, because my whole business is based on seeing, hearing, and celebrating you, and I want you to get this done, and I want to reward you for it. So this is something you can go and get right now to see who was there last time, how cool are they now, maybe they have a service that you need, but more importantly, what if it was you that was showcased? That's what I want for you. because so many times people are stuck behind their computer, never being seen, never being heard, never being celebrated, and more to the point, they are not compensated. And I want you to have all that, so I set the stage for that to be your reality, and I just want you to say yes to that. There are even better benefits waiting beyond the bio. Because when you show up online in all the ways that you show up in your social media profiles, your About Me page, everywhere else you want to be, just like American Express, you can make money with the first client you attract. And then when that bio is working for you, it's just like wash, rinse, and repeat forever. The right people show up, you have consultations, you find the right matches, and you start doing business. The convenience of the calls, the confidence that you gain from getting to the meat of the matter and the clarity and the conviction to go bigger in your business, these are the kinds of things that I don't know how to put a value on, but I know they matter, and I hear from clients all the time. They say things like, you helped me find my voice. My confidence has never been stronger. I had no idea that my brilliance was hiding under a bushel basket and that you could help me find a way to speak it so that I could make money from it. This is what I think it is that gets me the most excited. I think that for a lot of folks that do this program, they start feeling like ugly ducklings, and when they finish, they're like swans. And swans mate for life. And if you can find your perfect client, your perfect vendor, your perfect joint venture partner, and journey forward with that person, shining brightly as you can, the future is your oyster. You can have anything you want in life. So let's talk about the investment to benefit in all the ways that we've spoken about. Now, you can work one-on-one with me, just you and me, one-on-one. I have two programs to make that possible for you. One is called the Get Known to Get Paid Jumpstart, and the other is a six-month intense private mentoring program we take together, where there's done with you and done for you service. And the investment to do this is in the 4 to 5 figure range, and I'm not going to make a formal offer for this, but if it is something that speaks to you in this highly leveraged world we live in and you want to just be with Nancy, let's get this done together, send me an email and I'll tell you more about that choice. Michael Bloom has been in the program twice. He was a mentoring program he started, and I affectionately say he started from zero to hero because he had no book, he had no platform, he had been caring for his two parents who he had seen to the other side and needed to start a new career, and we decided that he would be the caregiving without regret expert. And now he's got a very popular book and a thriving coaching practice, and all of that took shape in the year that we worked together. So there's another great way to get my expert support, and the investment is less and the value is extraordinary. It is the Get Your Client Attracting Story Done workshop, of course. This is something you can do from your home computer, your office, or your lounge chair, or your lucrative laptop lifestyle, wherever it takes you. Why do I want you to do this now? Because the world needs you and your expertise. Now is the time to get the world-class expert support to get this done. And I want you to rock your fourth quarter results and set you up to a new year that will be even better and more prosperous than you ever thought possible. Now, this is not a new program. I want to share the powerful proof to call you forward to make saying yes easy. I'm so proud to tell you that I've had 500 happy graduates over the last 12 months take this program and succeed to welcome the clients, the speaking gigs, the media interviews, and the joint venture partnerships that they so desire. Nina Durfee is one of them, and she says, "What a difference Nancy's worldwide Get Your Story Done workshop has made for me. Her confidence has never been higher. She's had a bit of a reinvention herself, but her new bio is rocking, and you can see it when you download the best transformation gift on the Bye Bye Boring Bio action page." Susan Blaze from Fit and Fab Over 50 says, "Nancy, it's not just what you teach, but who you are that blows me away. I totally show up for all of my clients, and I hope you get that, because it's all about seeing, hearing, and celebrating you and reflecting your brilliance in a way that maybe you haven't been able to see it yourself." So I want you to be able to say yes, so I want to offer some juicy, delicious bonuses to make this an easy decision for you. Number one, when you say yes to byebyeboringbio.com, the home study kit, all of the beautiful materials, Bye Bye Boring Bio, the Get Known to Get Paid workbook, the tips booklets, the 3-hour replay from the last session, and so much more delivers immediately to your inbox. So if you have what we call in my business a bio emergency, you can start today to get that emergency solved. The second bonus is, I think, the thing that people love the most, and it's limited to the first 13 people to say yes. Do the 3-hour workshop to get the worksheets done. Create your amazing first effort draft. And if you're in the first 13 to say yes at byebyeboringbio.com, I am going to do a private telephone call with you. I am going to review your bio. I'm going to ask you questions. I am going to sit at my computer and make it better so it shines brighter than you ever thought it possible, and I'm going to deliver it to your inbox before the call is over. This is private, personal, compelling work that is your reward for taking fast action and saying yes to your success, one-on-one. So when are the calls? They're 3 weeks in a row, bang, bang, bang. We start September 17th, September 24th, and October 1st. Yes, replays are provided for all registered clients. So even if you have a special occasion or something that prevents you from being live on the calls, you will not miss a thing. And you get to start right away with the Home Study Kit as your guide. So let me sum up the value that I've packed into this program. The Get Your Story Done workshop and support is valued at $997. The home study kit right away should get your heart palpitating, especially if you need to get this done immediately, is a bonus to you and worth volumes for getting it done. The private Facebook support network for 3 full weeks, and you can stay as long as you like, of course. If you can get one new client, one new friend, one new venture partner, one new vendor that you've been looking for by connecting beautifully in that group and getting feedback on your amazing story, you will get return on your investment immediately. And for the first 13 people who say yes, you're going to get to have that private call with me, you and me, on the phone, where I'm going to make your bio amazing just in front of your eyes, one-on-one. So the total value that I've packed into this program is $1,344. And because I want this to be an easy yes, when you say yes between now and the 15th of September, your wise investment is $497 for $1,344 in value. And you can also make the convenient payments, 3 payments of $197 every 30 days for 90 days to make this affordable and budget friendly for you. I will tell you that when I came up with this idea of the Worldwide Virtual Get Your Story Done workshop, I had no idea how fire would light within it and how my own light would start to shine and I'd start to help so many people around the world. This is such a powerful thing that I do in support of your success. I really would love for you to come along. I so stand behind the success of this program and the impact that it makes that I will tell you that if you show up for the calls and you do the work and you ask for the help that's being so generously provided in the private Facebook group and also for those first 13 people, the private bio booster shot with me, I promise that you will be satisfied. And if you work with this material for a whole year, if that's what it takes, and you find that you are not satisfied, just send me a letter and tell me what you've done to put into practice, and if you are still not satisfied, I will gladly refund your money. I think that's a pretty powerful statement to be making, but with 500 happy graduates already and 75 already enrolled for the next session, and hopefully you all joining me too, I just know that this is my work to do for you, and I want you to say yes, because you will not regret it. So I don't know if you've seen that movie Frozen. I think everyone that has little girls in particular, or young children, has seen it. But I think it's an anthem for so much of what it is that we do. And I think the movie just really speaks to my heart, my head, my gut. Elsa, the queen, has very special skills and talents that she's been not feeling and concealing. And she comes to this place in her life where she just has to let it go. And the lyrics of the song say, "It's time to see what I can do, to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free." And she lets it go, and she creates castles in the ice and changes the world and makes beauty beyond compare. And you know what? I think that's what we're all here to do. I know that whatever this gift it is that I have, to look at you and your skills and your abilities and to change them around in such a way that your clients love you all of a sudden, that's what it is that I'm letting go and letting flow to make my impact in the marketplace. And I know that you have something very special that you're here to do that needs fuel to be allowing you to make the difference you're here to make. And if I am that teacher, if I am the person that can help you do that, it would be my privilege to have you join us in the next session of the Worldwide Virtual Get Your Story Done workshop. Why do I want to do it now? More importantly, why do I want you to do it now? Because your success is just one step beyond your grasp until you get the clarity around who you serve, why it matters, and why you're the best person to deliver the magic. And there's nobody better that can love you to deliver that message in a way that you will feel great about than me, because I wake up every morning on the sunny side of the bed thinking to myself, what kind of an impact can I make with people with their story struggle today? And I get to do it all day long. Nothing makes me happier. So again, don't be frozen by indecision. If this is right for you, you know it. And I would love for you to go to byeboringbio.com, byeboringbio.com, and just say yes. Whether you choose the $497 full pay option or the three pay $197 times three option, when you are the first 13 to say yes, you will be having a private bio booster shot with me, and it will totally heal whatever's been ailing you up until this point. So I promised that there would be a gift at the end, and so I want to share a statement that really matters to me, the woman who wants to see, hear, and celebrate others. I want you to know that you and your work matter, and that every day is a chance for each of us to be important. And I want today be that day for you. So the gift I have for you is an opportunity for you to download the Get Ready, Get Known, Get Paid workbook, so you can sample the quality of the content that I deliver that can guide you to the promised land to get ready, known, and paid. All you need to do is go to getknown123.com, and you can just download it right now. And over hundreds of people have purchased it in the past, and hundreds of people have reviewed it and consider it a power bundle on steroids to guide them to big success like the pros that they are, and that would be my hope for you. I want to check in and see if there's anyone on the call that wants to ask me any questions or engage with me in any way. And so I'm checking on the webcast now to see how that's shaking out. And I'm checking the Q&A now to see. We're hitting refresh. Raleigh Pinsky's here. I'm so honored. And Tanya's asking if the call will be recorded, and yes, it has been recorded. Cookie Lowe says, wow, 2! From North Vancouver. Lori from Etiwanda's here. Oh, Christine is asking, what if you're just starting out? Excellent question. If you're just starting out, who do you want to serve? What do you want to do for those people? And what next step do you want them to take to lean in and ask for more? It is not an uncommon thing to just start out. And if you don't have stunning, decisive results or proof around your product, service, or offerings, lean in with your values. And I'll share a very specific example from my own life. When I used to work in corporate America, I was in corporate America for 15 years. When I started out of my company, I didn't have any clients, just like so many people that I know today. But what did I have? I had 15 years of experience doing storytelling and publicity for clients ranging from X to Y to Z. And now as an independent professional, I was happily going out on my own to do the same for growing companies who needed help telling their story well. But what did I do? I said, my practice is based on these five core values. I treat your money as carefully as I would treat my own. Results are everything in this business. If you see me, if there's something we can do to make the work process better and more satisfying for you, please raise your hand and tell me what it is so I can raise the bar. I just told them what it was I was here to do. And I said something like, if you like what you've read so far, let's have a chat and do business. And within 6 months, I was book solid. So don't overcomplicate. Just speak your truth. Be clear about the results that you bring about and ask for a next step. So Maggie from Annapolis says, what are the good questions to ask ourselves? What questions should we answer to get to the meat of who we are on our bio pages? Well, Maggie, it says maggietravels@gmail.com. I'm guessing that your business has something to do with traveling. So who do you work with? Do you help people? I don't know enough about what you do to answer that question specifically, but ask yourself, it gets back to who do you serve, what do you do for people, why are you the person that does that well? And if you can't remember or don't have specific terrific results to share for this moment, one of the things you can do, and I'll give you an example from one of my clients who was a color expert. She had all these color certifications from the Pantene Institute and the Color Institute of America and all these interesting credentials. And I asked her, how did you know that color was going to be your path in life? And she went back to when she was 9 years old, and she said, when I was 9 years old, my parents gave me a box of Crayola 64 crayons, and even then, I knew that 64 colors wasn't going to be enough. And we laughed, and we used that story in her bio because it was so memorable. It was so relevant. It spoke her passion bigger than food, clothing, and shelter. It was what she loved. So when in doubt, go back to a story when you were 9 years old and remember when you were drawn to doing this kind of work. That will be an excellent place to start. So Pat in Toledo, Ohio says, I am reinventing myself and starting up my business. I'm used to writing an academic bio highlighting my degrees, credentials, etc., and now need to write a client-focused bio. As a startup, what top tips do you have beyond avoiding the three blunders? Tease me more for your program, she says. Well, Dr. Pat, what could I tell you about that? I want you to when you were 9 years old, you know, I don't know enough about your business, but if I knew more about it, I would say there must be some reason you're called to move in this direction now. What is it? I remember hearing Jeffrey Van Dyke say from the Spiritual Marketing Quest, he said, from our deepest wound in life calls forth our greatest gift to share. So many people at some stage of career reinvention have had something happen, like Michael Bloom. Both of his parents, sadly, became very ill, and he needed to be their caregiver to see them to the end of their lives. After seeing them through to that destination, he was called to be a caregiving without regret expert. The deepest wound in his life called him forth to do this work that he's now doing, and he's rocking it. So if you are reinventing yourself, there must be a reason that you are reinventing yourself. And is it touching on a wound that you're called to heal by healing others first? That's one question you might consider to get to the meat of the matter of why now? Because maybe there was a divorce. Some of my clients are joy after divorce mentors. They were caught in a situation where their married life was cut short and perhaps not in an expected manner, but they decided to become joy after divorce experts because there are other people that are having that experience, and they want them to have a journey that's caught with fewer potholes than what they had to endure by going it alone. I hope, Dr. Pat, that gives you some inspiration to get to the meat of the matter. Oh, I see Bob Chittum from Canada's here. I'm so glad you're here. I hope you're doing well. I know you had some eye surgery a little while ago, and I hope you're seeing clearly now. So glad you're here. Maisha Jefferson from Hayward says, what if you're not an author or a big-time speaker and you're just now starting out in your business? Well, your site is beautymeansbusiness.com. You are not alone, and I want you to just answer the simple questions. Who are your ideal clients? What happens for them when they work with you? And why are you called to do this work? And if you do not yet have proof behind your claims, how about doing some pro bono work with three amazing people who raise their hand and say, I want to try that. And if you could arrange to deliver the service for those three people in exchange for a compelling testimonial, you're on your way, you have proof of your concept, and it will make you sound and feel and look cooler to a new person who is just getting the idea that you're someone who can solve a problem or make them more beautiful or whatever it is that you do. So, Maisha, I hope that helps you. John from Atlanta says, to avoid blunder number two, author, speaker, coach, at what point do you say that you are those things, the ways in which you deliver your value? Well, John, that's a really good question. And, you know, there's millions of people that call themselves author, speaker, coach. And if you had to go pick one out of a cookie jar, it might be pretty difficult. So what I want you to do, and this is always my advice, go to your balance sheet and ask yourself, where's most of the money flowing to first? And please put your focus there so that you can get cooking with gas with that particular stream of revenue. And then when you're in conversations, relevant conversations with people, you can add in the other things that you do. But lead with the thing where you're the strongest if you want to get known and get paid for that, because I think there's an oversaturated market for author, speaker, coach. And, you know, I speak quite a bit, but the primary things that I do, number one, is I lead this workshop, and number two, I serve clients one-on-one in my mentoring program. When those three things are full to capacity, it seems like I have all the speaking opportunities that I want. And because I've already written books, it's okay that I've written a book. I'm happy that I wrote a book. It changed my life in a powerful way. But being the author of Bye Bye Boring Bio is how it starts for me. It's not how it ends. I try to invite people to the highest value ways they can get a transformation with my service and care, and I want you to do the same. How can you create the most premium experience for your client in exchange for a fair and generous value, and lead there, because you'll make more money faster, you'll get known for it, and all the other doors will open flawlessly and naturally from it. Let's see, Deb from Orem, Utah. Do you use the same bio for your social media pages as well as your marketing materials, or is this oversaturation of the same words? Well, that's a really good question. And you know how I said that not all bios are suitable for all situations? With Twitter, you get 160 words to say who you are. With Facebook, you have a short place to have a bio. So the thing that I want you to remember is, I had this situation happen the other day where I was talking to a client, and because I always do my homework, I checked her out on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, her website, and her, I think she had one other platform. And I was surprised to see that the same thing was not stated on every page, and by the time I visited all these places, I was totally confused. So if that was my experience, I'm sure her ideal clients would be confused too. So I think it's time to put your flag in the sand and say what you want to get known and paid for and be consistent across all platforms, even though you may only have 160 characters for Twitter. You can go longer on your other places, but I want you to be consistent. Let's see. Cookie Lowe says, thank you so much, Nancy, for a fabulous call. Would love to be part of it. Love and hugs. Well, thank you so much. Lisa from Boulder says, I've decided author, speaker, coach is akin to the entertainment industry's model actress. Amen. How many model actresses are there? And which one are you going to be? Lisa, so great to have you contributing here. Let's see. Rebecca from Cincinnati. When I type in buyboringbio.com, my browser gives me authentic visibility. Get it done. You are in the right place. Oh, the power of a redirect. So don't be alarmed. You're in the right place. That is exactly where you want to be. Clea Holdridge of Redwood City, what is the URL to download the book? The Get Ready, Get Known, Get Paid workbook can be downloaded at www.getknown123.com. And I just want to give a shout out to Clea Holdridge. She and I had a bio booster shot call yesterday. Here's a woman that's 85 years young who can't wait to see what the future will bring. She's modeling what the third stage in life can be in a graceful, powerful way and being a light to other people, single professional women in particular, who want to look to their future with love, excitement, and confidence without a shadow of a doubt about what might be on the horizon. Isn't she an inspiration? Clea, my hat's off to you. When I'm 85, I want to have just as much love for life as you do at this fine age. You're a rock star. So Roy Montero is writing in, Nancy, I wanted to share my biggest takeaway with everyone on the call. You said, be ready. I like to say it like this. The success formula is preparation plus opportunity equals success. If you are prepared to be the paid keynote speaker instead of just a breakout session speaker, then let the right person know that you're prepared because they don't know what they don't know until you tell them via your non-boring bio. Thank you very much, Roy Montero, where we can find him at tweeplepeople@gmail.com. Raleigh says, Nancy, what an awesome event. What an incredible presentation. What a fantastic you. Thank you for doing this so others can succeed. Raleigh Pinsky, promote and prosper! Raleigh, I'm so honored that you're here. I've been following your work for quite some time, and the fact that you would invest time to be on this call today, you've just made my day. Thank you. I know we're going long, but I hope you all don't mind. There's still more questions. Timothy Gay of Detroit. As a spiritual healer, the idea of slotting into a niche has always scared me. However, trying to reach everyone has resulted in reaching no one. I'm rebuilding my business from scratch, and while I've had some ideas of people to serve, I don't feel strongly about it or a program to put together. What would you suggest as a first step? Well, excellent question, Timothy. You're absolutely right that if you don't appeal to anyone, you probably appeal to no one. So if you're a spiritual healer, you work with people who are open to alternative healing methods outside of conventional medicine, who are struggling with X, Y, or Z. Working with you in the unique way that you serve, those problems get pushed to the rearview mirror and new possibilities emerge in weeks, not months, or days, not years. Try to start with something like that, because you need to reach out to people who are open to your healing modality. Okay. Bob Cheatham says, my market is to the 10,000 people per day in the USA that enter retirement. Having retired three times myself, should I be using my many years of business experience or the experience I gained by retiring three times and recreating new encore careers? Well, I think more to the point is how many people who are on the way to that have you served already so that they can trust you to guide them to the promised land by avoiding some of the potholes and mistakes that may have befallen your journey so they can get there faster. You see what I did there? I turned it away from you and turned it into the opportunity for them. That's what it is to have a client attracting bio. So the third act of your life can be the encore that we've all been waiting for that can give us the reason for standing ovations and whatnot. If you've guided other retirement-aged people to prosperous third act careers, how much better can their path be with you guiding them the way to do the same? That might be a way to reframe that, Bob, to see that it could be client attracting for you. Elaine says, thank you, Nancy. Your impact on my life is already extraordinary. I'm very excited to see the future. Many hugs. Oh, thank you. That makes me so happy. All right. Someone says, Pat from Toledo says she's working with Bill Barron right now, so I know I need to limit all the other programs for now, but she'll be keeping in touch. Well, you can't do better than Bill Barron. I am a client of his, a graduate of his program, and it is his program that was so catalytic in guiding me to escalate my success to the level that it has grown in the years since graduating. So So just to review, the first 13 people to say yes to buybuyboringbio.com are going to have a private bio booster shot with me and 3 powerful weeks of amazing transformation that will shift your perspective and make the whole future a whole lot better in terms of client attraction, speaking gig engagement, and so much more. It would be my delight and joy to have you join us and be part of a robust, giving, loving community where success is what it's all about. And if you've ever wondered if there's more power under the tent right here, I hope that you are satisfied that the bio is where it starts. It's not where it ends. I'm lucky to work with select clients one-on-one to guide them to jumpstart their success and become amazing experts in their field. And if you're called to do that, I can't wait to work with you. So many clients graduate from the Bye Bye Boring Bio workshop and decide they want to have that private experience, and I want you to know ahead of time that you can apply whatever you invest in this program to the next step up with me when that opportunity presents itself. So it's just a nice seamless transition as we grow in our work together. So I know we've gone a long time, but I hope it's been well worth it. This is Nancy Jutton, your bio expert and Get Known to Get Paid mentor. It's your story. Tell it well. Please say yes to the Get Your Story Done workshop. It will be a great yes to make that will defrost whatever's been stuck and open up a whole new wave of opportunity for you. It's been my pleasure. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be talking to you on the other side. Thanks so much, everyone. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.